This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. It's 9 o'clock in the morning, and I am calling the meeting of the South Dakota Transportation Commission to order. Would the secretary please call the roll?
Bruce Culp?
Here.
Rod Fulbert?
Here.
Jeff Karam?
Here.
Don Roby?
Here.
Ron Rosenboom?
Here.
Mike Valley?
Here.
Kathy Zander?
Here.
Larry Nelson?
Here. We have a quorum. At this time on our agenda, this is when we consider conflicts of interest, and I invite any members of the commission to disclose any potential conflicts of interest that they may have pursuant to SDCL Chapter 3-23. I'm hearing no disclosures. As a reminder, if something comes up during this meeting and you think it's a conflict, please disclose it at that time and we'll deal with it. Thank you. Our next agenda item is approval of the May 27th, 2021 meeting minutes. That's attachment one in your packet.
Call moves to approve.
Fulbert will second.
There's been a motion by Cole and a second by Fulbert to approve the minutes. Is there any discussion on the minutes or the motion? Hearing none, would you please call the roll?
Cole?
Aye.
Fulbert?
Aye.
Karam?
Aye.
Roby?
Aye.
Rosenboom?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Zander?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye. Our next agenda item is consideration of bid awards. Our agenda indicates this is going to be presented by Mike Beam, the Director of Planning and Engineering.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission. Division of Planning and Engineering has one item for consideration. It's a bid award since our last meeting. Mr. Wisegram will address the Commission on that topic, and then Mr. Smith will provide information to the Commission on a maintenance contract. Mr. Wisegram.
Thank you, Mike. Good morning, Chairman, members of the Commission. Sam Wisegram with the Office of Project Development presenting the bid results from the June 2nd bid opening. The June 2nd bid opening consisted of three contracts. Seven bids were received. Low bids totaled $2,813,867, which was $304,529, or 12.1% above the engineer's estimate of $2,509,338. We have completed our review of the bids received for the June 2nd letting and have three recommendations for you. First recommendation is for project number one. Forby Contracting was the low bidder of four bids received on this project. Their bid was $1,278,965, which is $222,685, or 21.1% above the engineer's estimate of $1,056,279. This project consists of concrete pavement repair and shoulder repair on U.S. Highways 83 and 14 near the Blunt Junction. Through review of the bids received, no concerns were identified with the bid pricing. In addition, four competitive bids were received for the contract. As a result, we are recommending approval of the award of this contract.
Is there a motion to approve the bid of item number one to Forby Contracting, Inc.?
Valley will so move.
Okay, Valley, you're a second. Who beat out Mike, please?
Roby.
Roby, all right. Roby moved and Valley seconded. Is there any discussion or questions by the commission? Hearing none, would you please call the roll?
Call.
Aye.
Fulbert?
Aye.
Karam?
Aye.
Roby?
Aye.
Rosenboom?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Zander?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye. Please proceed.
Thank you. Next recommendation is for project number 2. HydroClean was the low bid on this contract with a bid of $734,959, which was $100,929 below the engineer's estimate of $835,888. This project consisted of pipelining at various locations throughout the Aberdeen region. Based on a review of the bids received, we are recommending approval of the award of the contract to HydroClean.
Is there a motion to award the bid number 2, item number 2, to HydroClean LLC?
Foberg will move.
All right, I've got Foberg is first. Is there a second?
Rosenboom will second.
Been a first, a motion to approve and a second. Is there any discussion from the commission? Hearing none, would you call the roll, please?
Hulk?
Aye.
Boebert?
Aye.
Karam?
Aye.
Roby?
Aye.
Rosenboom?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Zander?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye. Would you please proceed?
Thank you. The last recommendation is for project number 3. Specialized Pavement Marking was the only bidder for this project. Their bid was $799,943, which is $182,773, or 29.6% above the engineer's estimate of $617,170. This project consists of pavement markings on county on various county roads throughout the Rapid City region. Although the low bid was higher than what we had anticipated, we do feel that the bid is justifiable considering the recent marking conditions we've encountered. As a result, we are recommending approval of the award of this contract.
Is there a motion to award bid number 3, or item number 3, to Specialized Pavement Marking, Inc.?
Valley will so move.
You.
Zander will second.
Okay, there's been a motion and a second to award bid number 3, or item number 3, excuse me. Is there any discussions or questions from the commission? Hearing none, would you call the roll, please?
Call?
Aye.
Boebert?
Aye.
Karam?
Aye.
Roby?
Aye.
Rosenboom?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Zander?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye. There was an indication that there was some other information we needed to visit about. Could we proceed with that, please?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Again, Mike Beam, Division Plan Engineering Director. I believe Mr. Smith is on the line to just provide some information regarding the Singing Bridge and a recent contract maintenance contract that went out. Craig?
Yeah, I am. Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, Craig Smith, Director of Operations. I just wanted to give you an update on the Singing Bridge on 1806 over the Grand River, just west of Mobridge. You may recall we had some damage to that due to the cold temperatures back in February. Hard to believe we're dealing with that now, the hot weather damage to our roads. But back in February, we had damage where we did some emergency repairs to do some bracing that allowed us to reopen the bridge. We awarded a contract this week to begin the permanent repairs. And it will have some impacts. We are going to need to close that bridge down here likely after July for between 3 to 4 weeks, and we've got some incentive, disincentive. But we did award a maintenance contract for $240,000 to Holloway Bridge and Culvert, Inc. out of Pierre, South Dakota this week. And we're going to be working with the locals as well as the tribe up there on the coordination on the closures, because unfortunately when we do close that, there are long detour routes, so we're trying to accelerate the construction with that incentive and disincentive clauses. So just a quick brief update to let you know that's going to be happening here likely after July 4th. So if there's any questions on that particular project, I'd be willing to answer them.
Are there any questions of Mr. Smith?
Just out of curiosity, how far is the detour?
Well, it depends. If you stay on asphalt roads, I think it's close to 100 miles. There are some local gravel roads that we're going to be reaching out with the county to make sure there's some adequate maintenance done on those to handle that. And I did look this morning. I think the traffic volume on that area is around a little over 800 vehicles per day. So it's certainly going to impact the number of people that use that bridge daily.
Are there any other questions? Hearing none, thank you, Mr. Smith.
Thank you.
I believe that's the end of our agenda other than public input. Is there any public input? Hearing none, I always ask if there's any input from the commission on any matter. Is there any input? Hearing none, we are adjourned. Thank you.
Before you guys leave, can I have you for 1 second?
Yes.
Our next meeting is on the 23rd, which is a Wednesday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I have heard from all of you that you will be here in person. Your rooms are booked. I will get your confirmations out to you. But if you have any questions or anything, we have a little pre-meeting before we have our regular meeting then on the 24th.
Thank you, Carrie.
Yep.
Anything else? All right, once again, then, we are adjourned. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.